Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio, 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. You can also catch us anywhere. If it were podcast, listen to us on your smart speakers. Just ask it to play WILK News Radio and iHeart Radio platforms. It is 509, 74 degrees on this Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. Beautiful week in store, not only today, but every day this week. I don't see a downside, 75 to almost 80. Each day, low 40s and upper 40s and low 50s at night. That's what I consider a perfect week. I'm not into the extreme heat. I mean, it was nice outside where it was only 75, 76 degrees, but it felt like it was 80, 85 in the sun. That sun was pretty blazing out there. So, again, a beautiful week here ahead of us. If you're just joining us, thank you. It's 5 o'clock here. I want to thank our show sponsors, Whitman Lawn Care. Call Whitman Lawn Care today and let your lawn be one of the neighbors can't stop talking about. Visit WhitmanLawnCare.com for more information, and I appreciate their sponsorship. It looks like this individual in Charlotte, this stabbing, he has been officially charged, and the death penalty is on the table. And again, that'll be an entire argument if there are mental health issues or it's just a crime issue. Regardless, if we do not have the mental health resources for this individual after committing 14 violent crimes, yeah, we should have had a place for him. It's called jail. So, just a tragedy. And I know that the video is more prevalently out there today. Yesterday, you know, you really had to search for it to get the entire video. It seems to be everywhere today. I caution you, it is not for the lighthearted. Although it's not very gruesome, because it's a quick fatal stab, and again, the young lady did not even know she was dying. The fact that she didn't see it coming, the fact she did nothing leading up to this except looking down at her phone, and the fact that no one helped her as she stood there dying alone and afraid, not knowing what happened, just know that the life was leaving her. And it's just tragic. 23-year-old girl. You know, I think we can all see our family members there. So it's good to see the feds take a lead on here. And it looks like there's not going to be any nonsense as far as holding this person accountable. But too little, too late. You know, 14 violent arrests. They had time to do this before it came to this. Can't prevent every crime, but the ones that are screaming that the people shouldn't be on the streets, let's do something with this. So, talked about a story earlier today, and I want to talk about it again because it's extremely important. It's something that I've talked about here for over a year now, and talking about comprehensive immigration reform and the fact that that really couldn't be done until the border was secure. Well, our border is secure. Our border is very secure if you talk to anyone who works down there and is dealing with that influx. Not to say they're not trying, but they're not succeeding. Not to say that things are not coming in from other means, but illegal immigrants really are not. So it's amazing how that just with the will to do it, got done. The will and the staffing, proper staffing to address the problem, addressed the problem. Well, now you can start looking at comprehensive immigration reform. And I've talked about this, and it's amazing because this bipartisan legislation that's just been dropped that I'm going to talk to you about, the Dignity Act of 2025, is exactly verbatim what I've been talking about here as a possibility to possibly address those individuals who have been here prior to 5 years ago. Again, if you came in under the free-for-all that was the Biden administration, sorry, you have to leave. You have to start again. Now you have the process to leave on your own, and you could start doing it lawfully. Or if we remove you, well, you lose that ability for at least the time being. But people who have been here before that, we need to do something. We need to do something with our law-abiding people who may not be here legally, who are not a burden on our social services, are not criminals, have not been committing crimes, and are just trying to live a better life. Yes, they went about it the wrong way. Well, this just doesn't give them a pass. And again, this is what I've been talking about for over a year, and pretty much verbatim. And I'm actually going to reach out to U.S. Representative Veronica Escobar, a Democrat of Texas who co-sponsored this bill, to find out a little more about where they got the idea for this. Because again, it is verbatim what I've said on this station. It's a 7-year temporary legal status plan that's only offered to immigrants who have been in the country for 5 or more years. The program requires immigrants to pass a criminal background check, pay $7,000 in restitution over that 7-year period, receive no federal benefits or entitlements, and offers no path to citizenship. So after the 7 years, if you meet all those criteria, you will become a legal resident, but you won't become a citizen. That takes away that conflict of importing voters into America. You know, we hear a lot that Democrats had this free-for-all because they wanted to increase their voter base. Now, we know, because they've actually said it out loud and admitted it, that it does affect the census, which does give them more representation in Washington. It does base how many representatives and members of Congress they have. So we already know that that's one of the resources behind it, because we've had Democrat members of Congress say it out loud that it's a good thing for them. And they'd like more of them to come in to give them more seats in Congress. But outside of voting in some local elections or be allowed to vote in some local elections, they're not allowed, illegal immigrants are not allowed to vote in federal elections. If some of them skate that system, well, they can. If some of them don't, well, we'll see. This takes away that carrot. It does charge them with a penalty, restitution of $7,000 over the years for violating our laws. They cannot have any criminal background, and not a burden on our social services. I like this. And a statement from U.S. Representative Mike Lawler of New York: I've heard a lot of frustration, both from employers struggling to fill jobs and families looking to reunite with loved ones, said Representative Mike Lawler. We must do this by fixing our broken legal immigration system, securing our borders, and creating a fair, earned process for those who are already here and contributing. The fact that this is a bipartisan act of legislation, the Dignity Act of 2025. They say it's a revolutionary bill that offers a solution to our immigration crisis, secures the border, stop illegal immigration, and provide an earned opportunity for long-term immigrants to stay here and work, says Representative Maria Salazar of Florida, another Republican. Jeff Wasden, president of the business advocacy group, State Business Executives, said the Trump administration did well in securing the border, and proposals like the Dignity Act are the next step to capitalize on economic growth from legal immigration pathways. This is on a great start. There's a good group of legislators that are behind it, powerful legislators that are behind it. And again, it is the next step. And I could see the Trump administration embracing something like this, because it is not an amnesty. It's not a free-for-all. You are paying a penalty. You will not be a burden on our social services. You will not have a crime or a criminal record or commit crime while you're here. And after those 7 years where you earn your legal residency and not citizenship, if you desire to become a citizen, there are pathways for them. They can join our military. There are pathways to citizenship for our military for people who are legal residents. So there are pathways to become citizens outside of the normal pathway. Once they're legal residents, they can go about the normal process to become citizens. But this is a great first step, and it's something that I've been advocating it for here for over a year. And if you've listened to this show, you've known that. I've gotten a lot of pushback from conservatives, from people on the right, to say, no, they came here illegally, they need to leave. Listen, the number's anywhere from 10 to 20 million, depending on who you look at. I think it's somewhere in between, probably 14, 15 million. There is no possibility that all 15 million are going to be deported. We don't have the staffing. We do not have the capacity to do that. People who have lived here peacefully and blended into our societies, haven't been a burden on our social systems, haven't committed crimes. We need to do something right for them. Yes, they came here illegally, which is why there's a penalty phase, which is why they will never become a citizen unless they do other things outside of this program by serving our nation, which I'm all for as well. If they serve our nation honorably after being here legally and fulfilling their process, by all means, grant them citizenship. But I think this is a good step forward for comprehensive immigration reform. I think we also need to look at how our immigration influx is happening. We've rewritten that several times over the past century. We went from a European-based immigration system to a South and Central American immigration base. What's next for our nation as we grow, as we move forward in the tech industry, as AI becomes more of a thing? Obviously, we still need all the other industries to have staffing. But the fact populations around the world are declining, we're not having as many children, not only here in America, but everywhere around the world, as we used to do, the dynamics of our society, the dynamics of our economy are going to need to be modified. And this needs to be part of that conversation. And I've always said you cannot have comprehensive immigration reform without securing the border. Well, we've done that. We've proven that it's doable. We've proven that it's already in process. So I'm very comfortable with comprehensive immigration reform, and I think this is a good first step. Now, I know things like this have been brought up in the past, but they were more partisan. The fact this is bipartisan, the fact that someone like me who leans very conservative is all for this because something needs to be done. We're not going to always get everything we want. And again, I just don't think it's realistic. And I don't think it's the right thing to do to tell 15 million people who've probably lived here 10, 20 years that they got to leave. We have to come to that reality. We have to seed that ground and look how we're going to move forward. And again, if they meet all the criterias. If they don't, well, then we need to do what we're doing, and we're doing a lot of that now by sending them back to either get on the back of the list or start from scratch or lose the opportunity to come here ever because you broke our laws, violated our sanctity, and move forward. A lot of the arguments when it comes to immigration, illegal immigration, that conflation to where the media, those on the left, Democrats want to mix legal immigrants with illegal immigrants to make us all look bad, like we don't want immigrants here. No, our nation was founded on immigrants, and it should be. And immigrants are going to be the answer as well as our families as they grow here domestically. But we need to design what's best for America as a whole. And how do we do that? Well, we have to look at our economy. We have to look at our housing capacity. We have to look at what we can tolerate as far as people. You cannot have more immigration into a country than we can support. That's how you become a third world country. And we're seeing that in other areas of Europe. So I think this is a great first step. I'm going to monitor it as we move forward, and we'll see. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. I got a text message in saying they couldn't get through the jam line. Said there was a standstill on State Route 93 in Sugarloaf Township due to construction. Thank you. Well, I appreciate you texting that into us. Be careful on your drive home. Well, it looks like France's government is collapsing in spectacular fashion after Macron's handpicked leader tried to rein in public debt. Oh, go figure. France's government was toppled in a vote of no confidence on Monday, forcing President Emmanuel Macron to search for his fourth prime minister in 12 months and throwing the EU's second largest economy into chaos. Premier Francois Bayrou was ousted overwhelmingly in a 364 to 194 vote against him, losing an apparent gamble that lawmakers would back his push for France to slash public spending to repay its debts. Oh, there goes a... Why would you live within your means if you're France, right? Well, I guess it's not a popular thing to do. The 74-year-old centrist was instead voted out, ending his short-lived minority government after being appointed by Macron in December. So he wants to slash public spending and repay France's debts. And instead of doing anything about that, they just overwhelmingly vote him out and into chaos. Huh. Go figure. France, which has the European Union's most powerful military and only nuclear arsenal, has now been thrust into uncertainty and risk of prolonged legislative deadlock amid international budget difficulties and international woes in Ukraine and the Middle East. Although Macron had 2 weeks to prepare for the collapse after Bayrou announced last month that he'd seek a confidence vote, a clear frontrunner has yet to emerge. The prime minister is the latest to leave office prematurely since September 2024, when former premier resigned after failing to win a majority. And the successor was ousted by parliament just 3 months later. It's funny you don't hear about how dysfunctional France is on a day-to-day basis here in the U.S., but they're having some problems. But why would they want to live within their means? Let's go to the phone now. We have John from DuPont on electric cars. John.
Yeah, Rob, I was wondering, you know, I hate to sound like overly stupid, but like when you have one of those cars and you have to charge it and you're out on the road and you stop at one of these charging stations, quick charge, whatever they call it. And there's one up by the shops at Montauk. If you stop at one of them, what does that cost you to charge your car? Do you have any idea? Do you know?
It all depends. I've heard everything from a few dollars to $20 or $30, depending on where and what type of charger and what type of vehicle you have.
Okay, so we'll say then $30, right?
Well, that would be on the high end. You know, that would be probably on the high end.
That's okay. But my next question is, are they paying any road taxes yet? Has that been figured out where they go by the mileage that these people put on their car? Or are they getting away with riding on these highways and that, and we're still paying for the upkeep?
A lot of states have an annual fee for electric vehicles. It's with part of their registration for the electric vehicles because they do realize. I'm not sure if it ever was instituted. I know it was in discussion. It may very well be. I know in Virginia that people with electric vehicles in Virginia get an annual charge on their registration because of that because of the road tax.
Okay. And one more thing. You know, the problem with the rampant illegal immigration that was allowed from 2020, we'll say, till 2024. I mean, the cost in dollars is astronomical. The cost in lives is, you can't make that up. But I have a little bit of an idea that might work to get some of the cost in money back a little. And that would be find out all of the registered Democrats who voted Democrat in the 2020 election, have them pay an extra subsidy on their income tax until
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Some of this amount is knocked out. I mean, these people have to be punished for their stupid insanity. They are, and they still back this crazy stuff. They still back lawless cities. I think all the costs for these very stupid ideas should be put on those voters, because it's got to stop. Or maybe we can have an intelligence test to bring that back for the voting, because these people are complete morons who do not care about this country in any way. All they care about is whether one of the presidents is someone they don't like. It's insane. I mean, how superficial and stupid could you possibly be to carry on like they've been over this most ridiculous issues that they have? Geez, they want more crime. My God, the poor things. You can't deport people who came in here illegally to commit crimes. Oh, no. And then they want to expose the ICE people who are doing their job. How could I tell you, they should be taxed extra, because they are that very stupid, and they are causing us, this country, that extra amount of money and the cost in lives. In fact, lump the liberal media in with them. They should also be taxed at a higher rate. And I believe for all of those people that they let go on the criminal charges, how about you put the liberal media big deals? Have them serve their time.
Well, John, don't hold back and tell us how you really feel, okay? Well, that's $7,000 for those illegal immigrants who have been here over 5 years. If just a million of those illegal immigrants go into that program, that would be $7 billion into our coffers, which, again, our cities were spending billions of dollars to house, healthcare, and feed the illegal immigrants. So it's just a drop in the bucket, so I hear what you're saying.
Here we go. The Republicans bailing them out again. And they're stupid, insane ideas.
Well, thankfully, this is a bipartisan bill. We'll see where it goes. John, yeah. I appreciate you checking in.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you. John wants to tax everybody. So, not just everybody, the Democrats. It's 5:33 here at WILK. Time for the news with Paul Michaels. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show. Somebody says, I'm paying more road tax than I would with gas. I only drive 5,000 miles a year on two electric cars, 10,000 miles total, and I'll be paying $500. PA is crooked. So, yes, I guess PA does pay the fee for road tax on electric vehicles. And someone else, here we go. Yes, people have their opinions. So... Well, on a lighter note, and somebody will find something. Well, you didn't talk about my religion or something like that. Mid-Valley Parish, named after millennial saint, honors Carlos Acutis. As parishioners of St. Patrick's Church gathered Sunday to celebrate the canonization of the parish patron saint, Carlos Acutis, the story of the 15-year-old who succumbed to acute leukemia held special significance to a family from the East Mountain section of Scranton. Stacey O'Connor attended the Mass, where her sons Keelan, 13, and Conrad, 10, and Colden, 6, and felt moved by the church service. It's something that resonates with our family because my 6-year-old is a cancer survivor, she said. It hits home that Carlo had cancer and passed away at 15 years old. It's just a reminder how precious life is, that we feel God's answered our prayers. Keelan O'Connor, felt a spiritual connection through the Mass honoring St. Carlo Acutis and expressed a sense of gratitude. I like how everyone came together for him, he said. It's really cool to be able to pray to someone who was a saint and was close to my age when he died. It's just a very surreal type of feeling. Colden O'Connor developed a strong faith at a young age and shared his feelings about Acutis. I didn't get to see him in person, but I know that he was very nice, he said. Pope Leo declared Acutis a saint on Sunday in his first canonization ceremony, along with another popular Italian, Pier Giorgio Frassetti, who also died young, according to the Associated Press report. Both ceremonies had been scheduled for earlier this year, but were postponed following Pope Francis's death in April. So, good stuff to discuss in our area, right? But somebody will find something to talk about there. Let me tell you about the Good Feet store, located right here in Scranton on the corner of Route 6 and Commerce Boulevard across from the Olive Garden. They make it easier than ever to feel your best. And I've felt my best for over 2 years now. I've had my Good Feet Art Sports in my shoes. Don't go anywhere without them. Say goodbye to foot pain and hello to personalized comfort with Good Feet Art Supports. There's no waiting. The art supports are immediately available, so you can experience the difference today with a free test walk. And I'll walk you through it. You walk in there, you tell them your problems. They ask you a bunch of questions to find out exactly what's going on with you. They take an impression of your foot so they know exactly what they're dealing with, and then they get those custom art supports right for you. And the thing that I love about it, they're proudly made here in the USA. So why wait to feel better? You go to 1945 Commerce Boulevard in Scranton. You can call them at 570-534-0980 or check them out online at goodfeet.com because, like me, you're not going anywhere without Good Feet. Welcome back to the Rob O'Donnell Show on WILK News Radio. Again, I want to thank our show's sponsor today, Whitman Lawn Care. You can call Whitman Lawn Care today and let your lawn be the one the neighbors can't stop talking about. You can visit them at WhitmanLawnCare.com. There's a major conflation as far as what the big, beautiful bill did and didn't do as far as Medicaid and this issue. The National Taxpayers Union is urging Congress to let the expanded Obamacare premium tax credits, which helps subsidize health insurance, expire in 2025 as planned. Now, you're going to hear about this, and you're going to have people say, well, look, they said they wouldn't cut Medicaid. They said they wouldn't cut health insurance. Look, they're cutting it. They're cutting it. This is a different entity. In a Monday letter to U.S. lawmakers, the National Taxpayer Union highlighted how the temporary expansion of the premium tax credit, intended as a temporary measure during the COVID-19 pandemic, has cost billions of taxpayer dollars more than advertised. Again, this expansion of the Obamacare premium tax credits to help subsidize health insurance rates always planned to expire in 2025 because it was a temporary program during COVID-19 pandemic. And it's already gone over budget, billions of dollars. Taxpayers should not be on the hook for the extended benefits to upper-income households who were never intended to be subsidized under Obamacare, said the senior director of government affairs for the NTU. Allowing the PTC expansion to expire is a small but meaningful way to demonstrate seriousness about restoring fiscal discipline. The PTC expansion not only reduced the cost of premiums for health insurance purchased via the Affordable Care Act marketplace, but also extended eligibility to people with incomes above 400% of the federal poverty level. Besides having charged taxpayers at least double the estimate $10 to $15 cost, the PTC expansion further distorted the health marketplace by directly subsidizing Obamacare. Again, was a temporary program because of COVID. We need to get the government out of the healthcare marketplace. We think if there's more of a free market, the market-based system in place, then supply will meet demand. But anytime you throw government tax credits into the whole thing, it really distorts the market because people aren't the ones paying these health care costs if they're taking these credits. Federal taxpayers are. According to the Congressional Budget Office estimates, failing to renew the expanded PTC would lead to an increase of 4.2 million people without health insurance by 2034. Again, has nothing to do with the Big Beautiful Bill, has nothing to do with Medicaid, but they are going to do their best to conflate this in just like they do with legal and illegal immigrants. The CBO also determined that permanently extending the expanded PTC would swell the federal budget deficit by at least $355 billion and increase direct spending by $275 billion over the 2025 to 2034 period. Now, what this program did is because of COVID, it increased the income level 400% over the federal poverty level and was a temporary program because of COVID, because people lost their jobs. People who weren't poor lost their jobs. Everyday Americans lost their jobs. So they said, hey, we're going to open up availability to the Affordable Care Act to a higher income threshold. The thing is, that's still there. So people who are making 400% over the federal poverty level are still gaining these tax credits to pay for their insurance. And it's costing us, the taxpayers. So like every temporary COVID program, it should stop. The national debt recently topped $37 trillion. There's no such thing as a temporary program in Washington. At the end of the day, they're always going to find a way to try to extend it, whether it's good policy or bad. Even though no Republicans voted in favor of expanding the PTC, many are wavering on whether the extend the policies given political ramifications, particularly how it would impact Republican midterm chances by letting the credits expire. They're going to do their best to say, look, Republicans are trying to take you off, take your health care away. No, this was an expanded, increased, temporary COVID program. The group argued that there are plenty of ways for Republicans to push back against these pressure campaigns, which he said mostly fueled by special interest groups like insurers who benefit most from the expansion. You know, like those commercials they played here for months right after the election, the Save My Care pack. Yeah, they don't care about the care. They care about the money that's involved with it that they're getting. So at the end of the day, we need to make sure that good policy stand on its own. Being able to talk with people about these credits are costly, and they're riddled with fraud. It's a COVID-era program that was only meant to be temporary. And the worst part is the subsidized Obamacare, COVID and Obamacare should be, to the Republican base, really something that fires it up. So again, you are going to see the political charlatan rhetoric begin to where this is going to be conflated into the Big Beautiful Bill. Republicans are looking to cut your health care. They're taking your health care away. We've already seen Mayor PGC throw this into her, that she's already heard from stories of parents with disabled children who had their health care Medicaid cut. Well, that's impossible, so she's lying to you. And again, they hope you're ignorant or they just want to lie. I think it's a mixture of the both. They hope you're ignorant and they are going to lie. This is a COVID-era temporary program that increased Obamacare subsidies to people who were 400% over the federal poverty line. Temporary being the key here. Now, if we're going to continue COVID-era programs that were never meant to be in existence at all, but because there was a global pandemic came to be, well, why don't we just keep pouring ARPA funds into our cities so mayors don't have to do their jobs, and states so governors don't have to budget anything? We'll just keep pouring, because it's the federal government, right? It's tax dollars. Well, we'll just tax the rich, right? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, you have the National Taxpayer Union urging Congress to let the expanded Obamacare premium tax credits expire as they were planned to do in 2025. The mere fact that they're still in existence to the end of 2025 in itself is a travesty. And again, we're talking tens of billions of dollars over cost runs. than we were told it was going to cost. But let's keep it going. Looking at some text messages coming in. Yeah, listen, it's stories like this that just make you shake your head and go, why? And I appreciate the text messages coming in. I just got a text message saying to have a good drive down to Harrisburg tomorrow. I appreciate you listening throughout the show. Yes, I will be in Harrisburg tomorrow morning. I was invited to say the opening prayer at the opening of the session of the Pennsylvania Senate in honor of 9/11. So I will be down there to do that. I believe the session is opening at 11 o'clock. I have some meetings with some senators before that, and then I will be saying the opening prayer on the Senate floor. And then I'll be headed back up here to be with you guys from 3 to 6. I will be here tomorrow, hopefully, God willing, I'll be here with you. Can't make any promises this day and age. But Sue Henry, I appreciate her saying that she would hold down the fort if I'm running a little behind. Hopefully I'm not. So, the plan is now my meetings are before I say the prayer for the opening of the Senate, and then right afterwards head out and back here to you guys tomorrow to have another show. Hopefully we have some better news to talk about. I did see some news that a Hamas hostage that has connections to an American citizen has been released and is in the U.S. custody at the embassy somewhere. I really didn't have time to look into it, so hopefully we have that story for you tomorrow. That would be good news if that happened. I know Trump said that if the hostages were not released shortly, that all hell would be to pay. And then we have the strike today where Israel struck some Hamas leadership in Qatar. So we'll see what happens there. Before we end the show for today, let me tell you about Monk Heating and Air Conditioning. When I looked for a company to install my ductless heating and air conditioning unit, I had three criteria. I wanted a local company, I wanted a company that was family run, and a company that used top of the line equipment. And Monk HVAC and Heating did all that. Rob Monk came to my house, scanned all my rooms, told me exactly what size unit I need, took pictures of where they would be on my wall, showed me what the units would look like on my wall, went outside, showed me where the outside unit would be, and how the tubing would be run and how it would be seamless with the downspouts that they put on to hide all that installation. And those Mitsubishi electric heat pump systems, top of the line. You can't beat that. They are a Mitsubishi Diamond Elite contractor. They are a trained premier comfort specialist, 24/7 service, 365 days a year. They have a cool club maintenance plan, water heaters same day if that's what you need, powered by family values and Mitsubishi quality. The family part of it, it is literally their name on the business. So Jim, Rob, Taylor, Lauren, decades of local experience here. Monk Heating and Air Conditioning, you can check them out at monkhvac.com. It is 5:56 here at WILK. We'll be back in a minute. Well, that's it for the Rob O'Donnell Show today. I want to get one final text message in. Rob, I keep seeing on social media scare tactics about losing Medicare, losing Medicaid, losing health insurance, all these benefits from the government, yet I am on a fixed income and my benefits have not been decreased. I haven't lost anything, nor do I know anyone who has lost anything. There's a lot of efforts, and maybe with the reality, there is no cuts. Well, people who deserve it and qualify, there's not going to be cuts. Will you have to do a biannual instead of an annual certification that you qualify for benefits? Yes. If you are able-bodied, would you have to work or volunteer? Yes, but there is exclusions to that if you're taking care of kids, if you're going to school. So the people who deserve it, the people who qualify it, there will be no cuts. It's scare tactics. This is exactly what it is, which is how you have someone who's running for re-election for mayor and Congress tell you that she's already heard from parents of disabled children who have had their Medicaid cut. It's impossible. It's a lie. It's a straight out lie. And you have to ask, why would someone go so low? If they have all the facts and it's that bad, why do they have to make things up and go that low? How lower can you get to bring up disabled children losing their Medicaid? The law doesn't even take effect till next year. So even if it did, it's not now and they're lying. So how do you take them seriously for anything else? 6 o'clock. God bless. Be safe. I will see you tomorrow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.